Okay, so get this. Imagine AI that writes legal documents.
Whoa, like a robot lawyer.
Kinda, but specifically, it writes arbitration and mediation clauses. It's called Clause Builder AI. And get this, it's in beta.
Those clauses are super important, though.
Right, they're like the backbone of settling disagreements outside of court.
Huge implications, then. This could totally change how we approach disputes.
No kidding, but here's the really cool part. We're going behind the scenes. We're going to see how actual student feedback is shaping this tech.
Students.
Yeah, it's a blend of AI and human-centered design. Pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. User experience is everything, even with legal tech.
Exactly. You want a tool that's powerful but also easy to use, especially if you're not a lawyer, right?
Right.
So before we get into all that, let's rewind. How did this project even start?
Well, it all began with the American Arbitration Association, you know, the AAA.
Yeah, of course.
They teamed up with law students from Vanderbilt and Suffolk University.
And that wasn't just a random pairing, was it?
Not at all, actually. It goes back to a connection between Steve Eric, the AAA's chief development officer, and Caitlin Moon, a professor at Vanderbilt. So that led to the AAA partnering up with Vanderbilt's AI Law Lab for this whole project.
Fascinating. So we've got the AAA and these law students, but what were they actually trying to achieve? What was the goal?
Well, they had two main things in mind.
Okay, lay it on me.
First, they wanted to give those law students a real-world look into AI development. You know, get them some hands-on experience.
Yeah, makes sense. Practical experience is gold.
Right. And second, and just as important, they wanted the students' feedback from a non-expert user's perspective.
I can see how that'd be super valuable. These are the folks who'll be using this tech in a few years,
Right,
right?
precisely. They're digital natives, comfortable with AI, and represent the future users. Plus, they're not bogged down with all that legal jargon, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. So their feedback would be super helpful in making the tool user-friendly, right?
Exactly. A fresh set of eyes.
Okay, so how did the students actually test and give their feedback? Did they just play around with Clause Builder AI and give their opinions?
Well, it was a little more structured than that.
Okay, tell me more.
So they had a chance to actually use the tool, answer some specific questions about it and all that.
Makes sense. Questions like how easy is it to use? Were there any parts that were confusing?
Yeah, exactly, that kind of thing. And they also had to keep track of any feedback on how accurate the clauses were that the AI was generating, all documented in a spreadsheet.
Whoa, sounds pretty thorough.
It was. They even had this virtual meeting with the AAA, you know, to really talk through everything. And then after that, they put together this formal memorandum that summed up all their findings.
That's awesome. They really went deep comparing the AI version of Clause Builder to the regular one.
Right, that was the whole point. Understanding how those user experiences compared and where they could improve the AI.
Okay, so spill the beans. What kind of feedback did they give? Anything interesting?
Oh yeah,
Wow.
definitely. For example, they thought the loading animation, you know, the hourglass.
Uh-huh.
Well, they thought that was like super old-fashioned.
Yeah, I can see that.
And they were like, hey, why not try something more modern, like a color-changing circle or something like that?
That makes a lot of sense. Even those little visual things can really change how people feel about using a tool.
Oh, for sure. That
Yeah.
human-centered design at work.
Right on. Were there any other suggestions they had, maybe focusing on making it easier for people who aren't legal experts to understand?
Yes, absolutely. So they noticed that, unlike the regular clause builder, the AI one didn't have a lot of extra information or explanations, you know, about the different clause options.
Ah, okay, so less guidance for the user.
Yeah, exactly. And they thought that adding some FAQs or some sort of resource right there on the page would be really helpful.
It's like they were saying, hey, give us a little more context here just to make sure we're picking the right things.
Exactly. They wanted to make sure that anyone using it, you know, even without legal expertise, felt totally comfortable with the options they were choosing.
Okay, that's really cool. So this feedback loops back to those human-centered design principles we were talking about. It's about making the experience better for everyone, especially those who might not be super familiar with legal clauses.
Definitely. And if we zoom out a bit, it's really about democratizing this powerful technology, making it accessible to more people.
I like that. So it seems like this project was a pretty big success, right?
Oh, yeah.
What did the AAA think?
Well, Kelly Turner, a senior counsel at the AAA, was really impressed, especially with how the students combined, you know, their legal knowledge with user-focused design.
Right. They were actually building a product using real technology.
Exactly. And this wasn't just any class either. This class was all about legal tech innovation. Students were divided into teams, and they all tackled different projects.
Wow.
Yeah. And Kelly Turner thought this project really stood out. You know, she thought it was such a good way to merge legal knowledge with the skills you need to market legal products and services.
Super important skills, especially today. You need to know the law, but you also need to know how to use tech.
Absolutely. You have to be able to explain it to clients who maybe aren't as familiar with the tech. And you know what? All the students on that team have already gotten jobs.
Wow, that's amazing. That really says something about how well this program prepared them.
It really does. So this partnership was a win-win for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The AAA got super valuable feedback. The students got this real-world experience. And we all benefit from the development of this tool that could seriously change how we create those clauses.
So it's a really cool example of how academia and the legal tech industry can team up to create something awesome, right?
Totally. And, you know, it makes you think, what if we could simplify other complex legal things with AI?
Whoa, now there's a thought. Like what?
Like think about contracts or even like legal research.
That's wild. AI helping us navigate the complexities of the legal world.
It's coming. And it's going to be fascinating to see how it unfolds. And, you know, what role will students play? What about users like you and me?
Right. The human element. Always a key ingredient.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this whole story of Clause Builder AI so compelling. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the people behind it, shaping it, and making it work for everyone.
And that's a great note to end on. We've got a lot more to uncover about Clause Builder AI. We'll dive into the nitty-gritty of the tech in part two, so stay tuned.
All right, so we talked a lot about student feedback in part one, but let's get into the actual tech behind Clause Builder AI. What kind of AI are we talking about here?
So at its heart, it's using something called natural language processing.
Okay, natural language processing.
It's a branch of AI that basically helps computers understand, you know, human language.
Ah, so it's not just some magical algorithm spitting out legal stuff. It's been trained to actually understand language.
Right.
It was trained using this huge data set of existing clauses, like arbitration and mediation clauses. So it learns the patterns, the language, the structure.
So when someone uses Clause Builder AI, it's pulling from all that knowledge to create these clauses.
Exactly. Users put in their specific needs. You know, like the type of dispute, who's involved, specific conditions. And then the AI uses all that to make a custom clause.
That's pretty amazing. But let's be real. Are there limitations? We're talking about legal documents here. Someone still needs to double check, right?
Oh, absolutely. Clause Builder AI is advanced, but it's still just a tool. It doesn't replace actual legal expertise.
Right. The AI drafts, but human lawyers still need to look it over. Make sure it's all good, all legal.
Exactly. And that's why the student feedback is so important. Their insights on how to make it user-friendly and, you know, what to improve are super valuable.
It's like they're bridging that gap between what's possible with the tech and how it actually works in the real world.
Totally. Their feedback helps make sure that the people who actually use it are being considered, not just the folks who coded it.
It seems like we're about to see some big changes in how legal work gets done, especially with these tools.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's an exciting time. Technology is going to play such a huge role in law, but you can't forget the human side of things.
Right, like the expertise, the strategy, all that.
Exactly. All that stuff will always be essential.
This reminds me, you mentioned earlier that the class these law students were in was focused on legal tech.
Oh, yeah. It was all about legal tech innovation. They split into teams and worked on all sorts of different projects.
So cool. What else did they work on?
Well, some teams explored things like using AI for legal research.
Whoa, AI digging through all those legal cases and documents?
Exactly. Or some were even using AI to help predict the outcome of certain legal cases.
Wow, that is wild. It seems like AI could potentially touch so many different parts of the legal world.
Oh, yeah. It's really just the beginning. And it raises some big questions, you know, like how will this change how we train lawyers?
Right. And how will this change the jobs they do?
Huge questions, for sure. And it makes you wonder, what skills will lawyers need in the future?
Definitely something to think about. But one thing's for sure, AI is going to change things.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's not just law. What about other fields? Can you imagine this kind of collaboration between students and cutting-edge tech happening in other areas?
That's a really interesting thought. Like, what if students were involved in designing AI for healthcare?
Yeah, or education. The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing.
No kidding. The key is to remember that technology at its core is a tool, right?
Absolutely. It's all about how we use it And I think that's a perfect place to pause for now.
Totally. We've covered so much ground, from the tech behind Clause Builder AI to the wider implications for the legal profession, and even beyond.
It's amazing to see how this project has sparked so many thought-provoking questions.
Absolutely. And we'll pick up this conversation in part three. We'll explore the impact this project is having, not just on the legal field, but on the students themselves. So we've talked about the tech, we've talked about the potential impact on the legal field, but I think one of the most compelling aspects of this whole Clause Builder AI story is the human element.
Absolutely. It's about more than just lines of code and algorithms. It's about people.
Exactly. And in this case, it's about those law students and the incredible impact their feedback had on shaping this technology.
It really shows what can happen when you combine fresh perspectives with cutting-edge tech.
It's not just about building AI. It's about building AI that works for real people, solves real problems.
And those students, they got to experience that firsthand.
Right. They weren't just learning about AI in a textbook. They were actually shaping it.
And that experience, it's invaluable.
It is. It's about bridging that gap between academia and the real world.
Totally. Giving students the opportunity to apply their knowledge, their creativity, to something that could have a real impact.
And in this case, that impact is on the legal field. And it makes you wonder, what other fields could benefit from this kind of collaboration?
Oh, the possibilities are endless. I mean, imagine students working alongside scientists to develop AI for healthcare.
Right. AI that can help diagnose diseases earlier or personalize treatment plans.
Exactly. Or what about AI for education? AI that can adapt to each student's individual learning style.
Wow, that would be game-changing. Or even AI that helps us tackle climate change.
Now that's a challenge that could really benefit from some fresh thinking and innovative tech solutions.
It's amazing to think about what we could achieve if we really harness the power of this kind of collaboration. Students working with experts in different fields, pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
It's inspiring, isn't it? It gives you hope for the future.
It really does. And I think that's a great takeaway from this whole conversation.
Absolutely. The future of AI isn't just about the technology itself. It's about the people who are shaping it, using it, and ultimately benefiting from it.
And that human element, that's what makes it so exciting.
It is. It's a reminder that even in this age of incredible technological advancements, it's still our human ingenuity, our creativity, our empathy that will guide us forward.
Well said. This deep dive into Clause Builder AI has been fascinating. We've explored the technology, the impact, the human element.
And it's left us with a lot to think about. The power of collaboration, the potential of AI, and the importance of keeping that human touch at the center of it all.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep believing in the power of human ingenuity.